Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
That is McCotter, American Greatness, my colleague and co-host. And we're very pleased to welcome the traveling Malcolm Hoenlein return for a moment to help us with headlines, especially headlines right now in Washington. Thaddeus?
Yes, Malcolm, as a frequent traveler yourself, can you give us some insights as to Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, I think I can. It's good to be back with both of you. And so much to catch up on and so little time. I actually saw the prime minister last week when I was in Israel. And at that time, I don't think he anticipated visiting Washington so soon. He did have a trip planned to Hungary, which he went. And from there, flew directly to Washington. He is right now meeting with the president as we speak. There was a meeting last night with the trade representative and this morning with Mr. Witkoff, the special envoy on the Middle East. And the subject matter is likely to focus on Iran and what is to be done about their nuclear program, because much of the rest he could have done by telephone. These are the things that you can't. And I think the personal interaction on the tariff issue, Israel has already announced before that it was prepared to go to zero tariffs on its products. It was hit with a 17% tariff, even though they only charged 10% on whatever issues were materials were covered. But I think that they are prepared to go to zero, and this could be a beginning of a series of countries. And Netanyahu always likes to be in first, which he has accomplished. They also, I think, we'll talk about the Houthis, the situation in Gaza, and especially the hostage situation. Today marks a year and a half since the war. This is 18 months today, and you think about the 59 people who've been living this torturous existence based on the testimony of those that have gotten out, and they only have told a small portion of what they endured, not only starvation and physical abuse and every kind of psychological and physical torture that you can imagine was imposed on these people. And these young people now have been, and the people there have been subjected to this for a year and a half on a daily basis, often spending 100, 150 days without any exposure to anyone, kept in dark rooms, allowed to brush their teeth once or twice during the whole year that they were there, and no toilet facilities in some of the places. I mean, it's horrific. So this is it's going to be a heavy agenda, I think, and I think it's good for both if they can come out with some sort of a plan for Gaza and the hostages, as well as for addressing Iran. Iran's conditions have deteriorated steadily. We've reported on it, John and I, for a couple of years, marking the decline of the currency. It's now well over a million to the dollar, and sinking.
Malcolm, the news from Hungary is strange. The International Criminal Court sent Hungary a request to arrest and surrender Netanyahu, reports the Times of Israel. Hours after his arrival, rather than comply with the order, Prime Minister Orban's government initiated proceedings to withdraw from the ICC. What's going on, Malcolm?
That is exactly what's going on. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, as you know, based on a South African complaint, has been bringing charges at the ICC, the ICJ, and the International Criminal Court had demanded essentially that Hungary arrest Netanyahu, even though they announced in advance that they would not. And Netanyahu obviously is avoiding countries where they would actually enact an arrest. And in fact, as he flew from Hungary to Washington, he had to avoid flying over countries where it might be necessary to make an emergency landing that have subscribed to the International Criminal Court and might, in fact, carry out an arrest warrant. So it's Hungary pulled out. Nicaragua is talking about pulling out. Others are the same. They see that it's a one-sided slam, that this is not justice being pursued. And the, the court is, the proceedings have been completely distorted. So the attempt to use Hungary and to use any other place that he might go. But you notice they did not ask the United States to arrest him, because neither the United States or Israel are signatories to the ICC. They should have no jurisdiction over them. And both reject the distortions of justice that they engage in.
That is.
Malcolm, Gaza, the falsifying of death reports. You're seeing anti-Hamas demonstrations. What can you tell us?
So I think this is a really important story, and it takes a lot of time to do, and we don't have it. But, you know, we see that the figures that they have been giving out, you know, quote, Hamas's health ministry, which they every once in a while note is the source of the figures. They say that they again made mistakes. It's not the first time, but that they are patently falsified numbers. And they changed it, including removing over 1,000 children, which is what they immediately say. As soon as there is some sort of an incident, they immediately say that children were involved and children were killed, when often we find out that isn't in true. We saw this in Cast Lead in the 2009s. And we've seen it consistently here with the figures the Gaza Ministry of Health giving out in PDFs and including the personal details. We've seen films, which they call Pallywood now, because there are known actors and some of them and appearing to be killed, and some of them appear in multiple videos. And the claim that how many tens of thousands have been killed, they never make a distinction that more than 20,000 terrorists were killed in the battles, and the extensive steps that Israel takes to avoid the civilian casualties. So we have on so many reports coming now about how these numbers, once they are analyzed, really do not stand the test of scrutiny. And yet the sources of the UN OCHA's information is still the Ministry of Health in Gaza. They continue to use it as if it is a reliable source. They make none of the distinctions that should be made in terms of categorizing the dead. They see them and try to portray all of those as innocent civilians, when in fact, even the journalist they claim last night was killed turns out to be, again, a Hamas member, as Israel had said. And so we see that also that those about 9,000 that would have died of natural causes, they get lumped together in these figures. So what we have discussed some time ago about the falsification of the numbers, it seems to be even greater than what we had anticipated. And now in Gaza itself, we're seeing the escalation of anti-Hamas demonstrations, and that Hamas has executed many people in the process of looking at of those who participated or were seen as organizing demonstration. One was highly publicized, but in fact, the vast majority of those who have been killed have hardly received any notice or mention in the press that the demonstrations in which tens of thousands of people and the escalating crackdown by Hamas, they've been persecuting those who participate. And the anti-Hamas demonstrations with thousands demanding an end to the ongoing war and putting the onus on Hamas, they are seeing that the numbers, including the going after media influencers who have disappeared and prominent demonstrators who have been disappeared. Sometimes their bodies are found in ditches. Some are returned to their families just before they die, having been forced and beaten severely. We see also that the assembly of southern Gaza clans and the clans of northern Gaza calling on people to take to the street to reject the continuation of war and the lifting of Hamas's control over it. Very rarely do they mention the Palestinian Authority as a potential replacement. or of course, they're not professing love for Israel necessarily, but they are finally coming to terms with the fact that Hamas is responsible for these outrages. And the fact that the executions take place and none of the human rights organizations have a word to say. They talk about one case, the guy who Rubai was 22 and spoken out on social media against Hamas, dragged by a rope around his neck and beaten with clubs and metal rods in front of passersby. So it's no secret. People know exactly what happened. And yet, where's the international media? Where's the UN? Where is everybody standing up for them?
Malcolm, you obliged me to tell that story from my first visit to Israel with you.
Mm-hmm.
We went
yes.
to the press conference afterwards, and it was
right.
a room full of correspondents, AFP, BBC, everybody was there, blaming Israel for deaths in Gaza Strip, and there was a funeral underway, and we could see it made video by these IDF. And in the course of carrying the body down the steps, things became a little tippy-toppy, and the body fell off, offended, got back up and got back on the stretcher. So the body resumed being dead.
Yeah, but that was after the third time he fell off. The first two times they picked him up gently and put him back on the stretcher. The third time he got up himself and got ordered.
And the room did not laugh, Malcolm. Remember? They were all...
I remember.
And I said to you, what's going on? And you said, it's this way all the time. And that was more than 20 years ago, Malcolm.
I remember Mike Hanna was standing right next to us, watched the same thing. And that night, not one word.
Nothing.
All they did was report the deaths.
So we go now to Syria. Malcolm, there's a report that Turkey is moving its air force with security personnel and air defense into a major Syrian air force field. To what end, Malcolm? What is Erdogan up to?
So first, we should just note that in Syria, the situation internally, we are seeing the groups under Shara not being quiescent, that there are a lot of rapes and tortures, especially targeting Alawites and Christians. And there's reliable data, according to a Greek member of the European Parliament, that 7,000 Christians and Alawites were massacred, and that there are unprecedented atrocities against civilian, and the death toll is rising. And yet, again, we don't see the reports on this. Israel has been very active in Syria because they see that Syria is in the process of trying to establish itself in the region, in Syria, take over the role that Iran had, but even expanded. And there are three air force bases which they are targeting and are trying to carve out a sphere of influence that would bring them up to the Israeli border. This is a neo-Ottoman corridor of Sunni control, which Erdogan has told me and has said publicly is an aspiration of his. The maritime expansion is central to his vision. It's not about defense. It's about projection. Originally, as you know, he wanted to just go after the Kurds and said that this was the purpose of this. Washington is concerned that Turkey, the largest army in NATO, would veer towards a Sino-Russian axis, but in fact they cannot. They are tethered to the NATO framework, and he is taking advantage of this in every way that he can. Israel strikes against those air bases recently is really because, and especially the Palmyra base, because Turkey wanted to establish an air force base there, which would have heightened the tensions, increased the risk of a conflict with Israel, and also embedded them in a way that would even exceed the Iranian role there. And they've been constructing a military base inside the Manglam military base in northern Aleppo, the countryside in northwestern Syria in recent days. So we're seeing multiple locations where they are trying to establish themselves and to take existing bases for their use. This is part of Erdogan's greater vision of reestablishing the Ottoman Empire and of coming back to in a position of control in the region. The concern, by the way, is held by others because the base would enable Turkey to have air superiority in the area, which of course would be of great concern to everyone.
Before we turn to anti-Semitism, a quick report about the Houthis. Are they suppressing them with the air campaign? Is it positive, Malcolm? 30 seconds.
Not positive enough. We are doing damage. We're not eliminating the leadership. Iran has ordered its advisors to leave Yemen. This was an order just in the last 24 hours. They're saying it's scaling back its support of regional proxies to focus on the direct threats of the U.S. and the moving of the THAAD missiles to Israel, the aircraft carriers coming into the region. So the Houthis, though, continue and fired missiles. They only fire one at a time. They mostly land in Saudi Arabia or taken down before they hit Israel. But the material that keeps flying can do damage and has hurt people. So the answer is that we haven't stopped them. We've done a lot of damage. The bombing by the British and American planes has been unrelenting for more than 3 weeks. Yet they are resilient and keep coming back and firing again.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Thaddeus McCotter. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.